Mazel tov to all of those who were zochet to be Messiah Maseches Beitza. We begin now Maseches Rosh Hashanah with the Mishnah Daf Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah begins Arba Rosh Hashanim Heim. There are four different New Years. Now, of course, we know that when we speak about Rosh Hashanah, we typically speak of Echad B'Tishrei, the first of the month of Tishrei, which is the what we call the New Year. But the Mishnah says that when it comes to different dinim, different halachos, there actually are four different Rosh Hashanim throughout the year. So the first is Be'echad B'Nisan Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim B'L'Regalim. The Mishnah says that the first of the month of Nisan is considered to be a Rosh Hashanah for kings and a Rosh Hashanah for Regalim. As far as kings are concerned, Rashi says, Regilim Hayilimnos Zman Shtar Aseim L'Shnos HaMelech Mishana She'amed Bo HaMelech. That it was customary to date documents. Of course, we date documents all the time. But how would you determine what the year was for the purpose of dating the documents? So Rashi says it was customary to do so by calculating the number of years that the serving king had when his reign began. This is done, says Rashi, Mishum Shlom Malchus, as a way of demonstrating kavod to the ruling king. Tosfos points out this may not necessarily be so, because we see it's by Jewish kings as well. But regardless, this was the method of determining of dating documents. And Rashi says, "V'kavu chachamim echad b'nisan letchilash nasa." And Chazal were koveya that the first of the month of Nisan was considered to be the new year for the purpose of making this determination. So therefore, even if, says Rashi, the king began his reign b'shvat or ba'adar in the 10th month, in the 11th month of the year, the 11th month, the 12th month of the year, kol sa shnaso mashigia Nisan. It was considered to be the end of the year when Nisan began. And then, at that point, they would begin to count the second year. So if a king was appointed towards the end of a year, and then it comes to Echad B'Nisan, that would now already be the second year of the reign of that king, again, which would be necessary for the purpose of dating documents. As far as Regalim are concerned, Rashi says, before you speak Gemara, the Gemara Daf Dalet is going to explain what exactly that is referring to. Continues the Mishnah, Be'echad Be'elol Rosh Hashanah L'maisa Behema. The first of the month of Elul is considered to be the new year for the purpose of calculating Maisa Behema. We know that the Torah tells us that it is necessary for a person to go ahead and to take a tenth of his cattle and sheep every year as Maiser. And the Mishnah over here is pointing out that we need to have a point in which is considered to be the end of a certain year and the beginning of the next year. It says Rashi, "In ma'asin min onoladim b'shanazu onoladim b'chaverta." You cannot go ahead and take sheep and count them as Maiser for sheep that were born in a different year. The chesiv is the pasuk says, "Aser taser es kol tfuas erachol yotzei asada shana shana." That the pasuk tells us that we have to do this calculation each and every year, and so therefore the Mishnah tells us that the year begins on the first of Elul. So any animal that was born prior to the first of Elul cannot be used as miser against animals that are born in the next year, or vice versa. Rabbi Lazav, Rabbi Shimon Omrim be'echad b'tishrei regarding the first of the year for miser behema. So, whereas the Tanakhama says it's Be'echad Be'elul, Rabbi Lazar and Shimon tells us the first of Tishrei. And Rashi tells us the Gemara is going to explain the basis for this machlokas. Continues the Mishnah. Be'echad Be'tishrei, the first of the month of Tishrei, is considered to be Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim. This is considered to be the first of the year, is considered to be Rosh Hashanah for the purpose of counting years. And Rashi says this will be explained in the Gemara what exactly this means. V'lashmitin uliyovlos. This is also used to determine when is a shmita year and when is a yovel year. Says Rashi, mishenichnas tishrei, from the time tishrei begins, asud lichrosh v'lizorah min haTorah. At that point, it's biblically prohibited to go ahead and to work the field, to plow the field, to sow the field, etc. We know that we are no way to stop a work already earlier than that, but min haTorah begins Be'echad B'Tishrei, and the determination of the month of the Yovel year as well is also going to begin with the first of Tishrei. Continues the Mishnah Lanatia V'la Yerakos, that Echad B'Tishrei is also the point in which we start counting the new year for Natia, for saplings, and Yerakos for vegetables. Says Rashi, L'Natia L'Minyan Shnei Orla. This is for the purpose of counting the number of years for the purpose of Orla. Because we know that the Torah says that you're not permitted to eat fruits from a tree in the first 3 years of existence. It says Rashi, "Vafilu nataba av." Even if a tree is planted in the month of Av, kol sa shnasa harishonu l'sof Elul. At the end of the month of Elul is considered to be the end of the first year, And already Achad B'Tishrei is considered to be the beginning of the second year, says Rashi, B'kul Mefarish Tamei Gemara. The Gemara is going to explain the reason for all of these. Yirakos, when it says vegetables, so that's a reference to Maisa Yerek Shenzashi. Again, as we said before, by Maisa Behema, in Torin Masrin, Minal Nilkot Lefne Rosh Hashanah, Al Shel Achar Rosh Hashanah. One cannot go ahead and take vegetables, produce from the previous year and apply it for Maisa for the second year and vice versa. And finally concludes the Mishnah, Be'echo Bishvat Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon Kedivir Be'Shamai, Be'silom and Be'chamisha Aserbo. The Mishnah concludes by telling us the fourth Rosh Hashanah is either Echad B'Shvat, the first of the Shvat according to Beis Shammai, or B'Chamisha Aserbo, the 15th of Shvat, what we call Tu B'Shvat, according to Beis Hillel. This is considered to be Rosh Hashanah L'Ilon. Says Rashi, this is also for the purpose of calculating the Meiser year for Peiros Ilon, for fruits that grow on a tree. L'Nyan Meiser Shein Masim Peiros Ilon Shechontu Kodem Shvat, Al Shechontu Li'achas Shvat. Any fruits which emerge from the tree prior to Shvat cannot be counted as Meiser against fruits that are going to start to emerge after that particular date. Should be Ilan Holech Ach Chanata. When it comes to fruits of the tree, we follow Chanata, we follow the budding from the point at which the fruit starts to emerge. So here we have four different Rosh Hashanim, four different beginnings of the year, as listed over here in the Mishnah, all again depending on the particular Didim for which we are looking to determine what the beginning of the year is for that particular din. Okay, so the Gemara now begins with a question pertaining to the first Rosh Hashanah mentioned here in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Be'echad b'Nisan Rosh Hashanah Melachim." The first of Nisan is considered to be the beginning of the year for kings. So says the Gemara, "L'melachim l'may hilchasa." What is the halacha? What halacha depends on how we count the years as pertaining to the beginning of the reign of the king? Says Rashi over here, "L'may hilchasa." Why is it that we have a special day that is designated for the purpose of counting the beginning of the reign of a king? That each and every king begins his reign from the day that he started. Why do we have to have a universal system of counting? So Chizda says the reason why we have to have a universal standard is because we have to have a dating system which will enable us to be able to determine what, in fact, is the date that is written in a shtar. The shtar that we're talking over here about is a shtar chov, explains Rashi, a loan document. And what happens is, just by way of introduction, when a person lends money, when a malveh lends money to the loveh, so the din is that the malveh can come back and collect the chov, collect the debt, either from money that the loveh may have. If the lover does not have money, he can collect from properties that the lover has in his possessions. Those are called nechasim b'nei chorin. If, however, the lover doesn't have money, and he doesn't have any other assets that the malveh can seize from at that time, so then he can even go and collect from what are called nechasim mishubadim, which means properties which have been since sold to others, but since at the time of the loan they were in the possession of the lover, so there was a lien on these properties, and the fact that they were sold to Lukuchos did not preclude the Malveh from being able to go ahead and collect these, to seize these properties in order to receive payment for his loan. So over here, the Gemara quotes a Mishnah which says, Shtari Chov HaMikdamin Psulin V'HaMukharin Kesherin. Let's say you have a Shtar Chov which is Muktam, which is predated. So the date on the shtar is not in fact accurate, and the date would seem to indicate that the loan took place earlier than it in fact did. So this, says the Mishnah over here, which is quoted by the Gemara, is pasul. And Rashi anyway says, there are different opinions of the Rishonim, Rashi says it's pasul, meaning you cannot use such a document at all, under any circumstances whatsoever. Why? Because this document is something which is potentially very damaging to the Lukuchos. Because over here, this document could be used to illegally seize properties which had been sold prior to the loan. Right? The only reason why the Lukuchos could potentially lose their possession of properties is because they purchased properties which already had a lien on it. However, if the purchase of these properties preceded the loan, so they should certainly be protected from the Malveh being able to come and collect from these properties. So over here, The Mishnah, the Gemara side says, Shtar Chov HaMekdomin, if it's a predated Shtar, it is going to be Pasul. V'hamuchorin Kesherin, if it is postdated, so that is something which is only potentially going to hurt the lender himself, because this will prevent him from being able to seize properties which perhaps he is entitled to do so, because the shtar we have is believed that the loan happened later than it in fact did. But the bottom line is, what this Mishnah seems to show us is that the dating of shtaros is very, very important, because if we do not have a universal dating system, if we don't have a standard by which we can look at a shtar and determine for certain when exactly this loan took place, then we have no way of knowing whether or not we can in fact seize these properties from the lekuchos. So basically, Rav Chisda says the halacha that depends on how we determine when in fact is to be considered the beginning of a year for the purpose of counting of the kings, so this is the halacha of shtaros, because we see from this Mishnah that the dating of shtaros is something which is necessary in order to know how to properly execute the din. Continues the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Melech she'amad be'esrim v'tisha ba'adar. If you have a king who assumed his position on the 29th of the day of Adar, in other words, the last day of the year, so once the first day of Nisan comes, so it's like he has already served 1 year, and he now begins his second year. However, if he only begins his reign on the first of Nisan, so in Molon Lo Shana Ashigi Nisan Achar, so then that year is the first year, and the second year does not begin until the next Nisan. So basically, what the Brisa is saying, says the Gemara, Amar, Melech She'ama Be'asim V'tisha Ba'adar, Kevin Shegiyah Echa B'Nisa Oso Lo Shana, Hokamash Malan, says the Gemara, on the top of the next Amud, we see from here the Nisan Rosh Hashanah Melachim. The first thing we see from here is that Nisan, as our Mishnah says, is considered to be the Rosh Hashanah Melachim. The month on which we count the beginning of the month for the reign of a king is Nisan. And additionally, we see V'yom Echad B'Shana Chashav Shana. We see that one day in a year can be considered to be a year. Obviously, a year is a year, is a month, and a week is a week. However, in some respects, one day can even be considered a year. And we see that over here, because in the first year of the king's reign, he only actually ruled for one day. He was appointed on the 29th of Adar, but that counts as 1 year, and then the first of Nisan, and now begins the second year. And then the Brisa continues, Vimlo Omar Ela Be'echa B'Nisan, if he does not actually assume that position until the first of Nisan, Ein Monin Lo Shana Ad Shiyagia Nisan Acher, we do not count a year until the next Nisan comes along. So says the Gemara Pshita. Obviously, this is so, because we had already established previously in the Brisa that that prior to Nisan is considered to be the first year, and once the first of Nisan begins, that's already considered to be the second year. So it says, Gemara lo tricha de inu ala miyadar. The case over here is where he was, sort of would say, voted in. It says, Rashi, nimnu v'gamru hasarim limnoso. The officers, the officials who go ahead and sit and determine who's going to be the next king, so they had actually appointed him, they had elected him, they had voted him in already in Adar. And so therefore, Ma'udotemi, you would have thought, nimnu le tartin shnin. So perhaps we should count this as 2 years. Why? Because he was already sworn, he wasn't sworn into office, forgive me, but he was voted into office already earlier. So therefore, that should be considered like 1 year. And now when he assumes the position on the first of Nisan, that should be the second year. Kamash Malan comes along the Bryson and says, no, that all we look at is when he actually begins to serve as king. From the point that he is voted into office, however, that particular point of time is not relevant per se when it comes to determining what is considered to be a year as part of the king's reign.